This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What's on your mind? Another hour of the most listened to program on the Northern Plains. A moment of gratitude from us to you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We appreciate the fact that you're entrusting us with the precious gift of your time and attention to the program, and love having you here and participating in the program. And welcome that at 800-228-0550. Toll free, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can call our Oasis Petroleum Hotline. That's at 855-200-1776. The folks at Oasis, they have that buffalo spirit that a lot of North Dakotans have, and so we love celebrating the buffalo spirit of first responders, teachers, of law enforcement officials, folks out there, the snowplow drivers, you know, all the good folks out there that go into the storm on our behalf. We appreciate them, and the Oasis Petroleum celebrates them. You can, too, by calling 855-200-1776 and giving somebody a shout-out for having that Be the Buffalo spirit, okay? All right. This hour, we're going to dedicate the whole hour to the topic of how to make beef great again, basically. What's not great about beef, Scott? Well, prices mainly, right? I just had one of our listeners send me a photo and say, hey, a few years ago this was worth X and now it's worth Y. So what is the deal there? We have heard from some folks, and quite honestly, the loudest group of people, by loud, I just mean they're very consistent and persistent in their messaging, is to say we need labeling. We need labeling. We need mandated labeling. And then our beef, which is the best, will be at a premium and will be able to charge more. And so this is something you hear about quite often as well. So what's the right solution? I don't know, but I would love for the cattle producers to speak with one voice, or at least a unified voice on, you know, some 1, 2, 3 different suggestions of things that can make things better. And so just trying to facilitate that, learn myself and do that. So today we have Dan Rohrvig with us, and Dan is the president of the North Dakota Stockmen's Association, and Daryl Leese, who is the president of the North Dakota Farm Bureau. So, gentlemen, thanks for joining us. Dan, Daryl, how are you?
Well, I'm doing great. Thank you for this opportunity, Scott.
Glad to have you. Daryl, you and I were both on Point of View last night, so we get our t-shirt. All I got was this t-shirt, but that was so great fun. And your comments were much better than mine, talking about Michael Bloomberg and answering that. So enjoyed that. How are you, Daryl?
I'm doing great. It's it's a great time of year when we're looking at mid 30s, 40 degrees at the end of February. You know, spring is kind of in the air for people.
Yeah, I feel it. It's there. All right, so let's let me start with, I'm going to ask both of you the same question, and Dan, I'll start with you. What's the solution here? You know, I get that beef isn't bringing what it once did, and that stinks for a whole lot of reasons. A lot of people have reasons, you know, why that is. Why do you think it is? Why? What do we got to do here to get to a cattle producers a fair price for their beef?
Well, we all know that, you know, 2019 can be best summed up as, you know, the most complimentary thing we can say it was a character builder between the markets and the weather and the trade and the politics. You know, we have supply and demand issues here where one thing we're looking at that we're optimistic about is that the cow herd, our national cow herd, the expansion is probably slowed down or, in fact, backed off a little bit. We sometimes forget about the supply side of this thing. We've got a big herd of cows out there. We've got a large pork and chicken, so we're producing a mountain of protein. Now, there's a lot of good things going for us here, too. You know, I mentioned the cow herds flattened out and going down. The U.S. economy has just been on a record run, which is wonderful for our industry and everything else, everybody's industry. We've got some multiple trade agreements that have just been reached within the last, 30, 60, 90 days. We're hoping that those things will come into fruition where we're actually going to see some increase in those demands. Some of these massive hog losses in other parts of the world, those parts of the world are going to be looking for additional meat protein that some will be provided by our good beef products, some will be provided by the pork products. We're thankful for a lot of things. When we look at what's going on in our beef industry right now, we've got U.S. per capita spending on beef is going up. U.S. per capita consumption is up for the fifth year in a row. These are things that will benefit us today and down the road. We're grateful that beef continues to sell at a premium to these other protein products. We were expecting beef exports to be up this year. We're expecting beef imports to be down this year. And, we're looking at beef and feeder cattle and stockers and fed steers to have a bounce in their price. But we have to watch the supply and demand absolutely all the time. We're grateful for a strong demand domestically. We're grateful for a strong demand internationally. And we do have a great, great product. And I'm sure this conversation, I can tell where it wants to go. It wants to go into the labeling thing, and that was your question. And, Scott, I want to thank you for earlier in the show, half an hour ago, you mentioned the fact that, you really want to see these cattle producers, which is me and my neighbors and the folks down the road, come with a unified message, a unified vision, and I would be the first to agree with you on that. We all know that we beef producers in the Northern Plains and in the Midwest and in the United States have a tremendous product. It's the envy of the world. And I do agree we do need to come with the unified voice. And that's exactly what we'd like to do. And going forward, we want to produce, we want people to know that our product is good. And we want that unified voice. To bring that to the forefront, but we also know that there's varying opinions in how we can get there, and some of these things we know we just can't do because of political pressures and rules and regulations. But yeah, we do want to come with a unified voice, and we do want to promote our product as to the consumers of our country and the world.
Let's get you in here, Daryl. The same question. We know, prices are what they are. What's the fix? What's something we should all agree on? Can you point to one thing?
Well, and so let me back up to you. You said you had a text about, the price of cattle was X, 2014, 15, whatever, and now it's X here. But in 2012, price of corn was skyrocketed. Price of soybeans was skyrocketed. Everything is on that cycle that was down. Coming into the last 3, 4, 5 years here. So it's not like beef is the lone ranger of having some price issues out there. So we need to clarify that first of all. I think, Scott, where things are at is you have to drive demand up, okay? And you have to lower supply. And I echo what Dan said about, it looks like we're seeing a leveling off of those cow numbers out there. Here's the other thing is, the dairy industry has had some very, very tough years. So we've seen more dairy cattle hit the market, which puts more beef from those dairy cows on the market. You have issues going on all across the world with dairy that way. And so you've got an extra supply of beef there, providing more supply than what the demand is. Our high dollar in the United States of America does not lend well to our commodities being sold to other countries. Okay? the real in Brazil is at a rock bottom low. The Canadian dollar is way below the American dollar, and it wasn't just too many years ago where they were just about even. So it's a double-edged sword that the strong dollar lends credibility and ability to our economy to grow, for our people to have buying power here, but it makes it tough for those that are in the commodity business raising food to get a better price for their product, because other countries, it becomes unaffordable for them. The answer is we need to drive up consumption. We need to drive up that demand, whether it's domestically or across the world. And that will help level out the supply. And the things that Dan talked about, the loss of hogs and things like that, our proteins in the United States are going to be in demand.
So first thing you'd point to is drive up consumption. That's not a short play, but a long play, I assume. Wouldn't mind yours quickly as well, Dan. And, of course, calls welcome as well. Mark and Sylvester Wayne to weigh in, 800-228-0550. Talking beef today. Mark and Wiggy is with us from Red Trail Energy in Richardton, North Dakota.
We produce 64 million gallons of ethanol annually. Now, in order to do that, you know, we procure about 23 million bushels of corn annually, and 98% of that is bought directly off the farm across 32 counties in North Dakota, in northwestern South Dakota, eastern Montana. So that in itself, obviously, is a huge economic impact, you know, for the agriculture community out here. It's nice to know that part of the tax revenue that we generate here, especially for the city of Richardton, you know, they just finished building a new school, and knowing that part of our tax dollars helped aid in that construction of a new school is a pretty good feeling for us here at Red Trail.
Why should North Dakotans use ethanol?
I truly believe ethanol is a much better product than it gets credit for. It's a high-octane fuel. It reduces our greenhouse gas emissions drastically. When you're putting ethanol in your vehicle, you're more than likely either supporting yourself or somebody you know within the agricultural community.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Hi, Lacey here from Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. Rumor has it, we don't work during the winter. Not true. Fact is, lack of moisture is a big cause of foundation damage. If your doors and windows won't open or close properly, perhaps the drywall around them is cracking, there's a good chance that you have a foundation problem. Don't wait till spring.
Call us today at 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount. Precision Concrete Cutters will help you get a jump on spring.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming February 2020 North Dakota land auctions include 640 acres in Oliver County, 320 acres in Stark, Billings, Foster, and Kidder counties, 314 acres in Lemoore County, 1,500 acres in Hettinger and Grant counties, 1,100 acres in Nelson County, and 156 acres in Polk County, Minnesota. View all of these land auctions and many more land and farm equipment retirement auctions at Piper's.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What's on Your Mind is brought to you in part by Jim the Flagpole Guy. Find him at ndflagpoleguy.com. The new flag room is up and running. And this is very, very efficient, which means it's economical for you, the consumer, because if you right now are ordering flags online, or you have a flag you bought, for instance, you see those flags like at Perkins, Ellingson Water Management has a beautiful one up by Hartwood, north on I-29. Patriot Fuels out there near Alexander. You've seen the big ones, right? Those are very, very, very expensive flags. And what the flag room does, and any flag pole guy, is they, you know, you have two of those flags and you're constantly rotating them rather than buying new ones and you're repairing them. So they have a plan. They can do it for you and keep your flag flying as it should up to code. That's what they do. And if you don't yet have a flag, my first question is, well, what are you waiting for? Just say you're going to get it done. You call Jim right now and you get on the schedule. And the moment that ground thaws, he'll be out there taking care of it for you. 701-571-FLAG. That's the number for him. 701-571-FLAG. Or you call him rather online at ndflagpoleguy.com. 701-571-FLAG or online at ndflagpoleguy.com. Okay. Continue our conversation with our guest, Dan Rohrbeck, President of North Dakota Stockmen's Association, Daryl Lease, President of North Dakota Farm Bureau. And then we'll get to your calls, which are coming in now at 701-258-0550, or your text to Todd at 701-367. That's mine. I'm 701-367-2054, Todd 701-226-8503. So, Dan, I press Daryl. I say, hey, what's the big picture answer here? He says drive up consumption. More people need to eat beef. Wherever that is, just make it about beef. It's a great product. Drive up consumption, and that'll take care of the supply issue. What's your number one solution?
Well, I think increasing demand, of course, is a tremendous idea, and we are seeing that. We're seeing expanded spending. We're seeing expanded consumption, and we know the population grows every day. A couple things that are being proposed right now that we feel will benefit the producers, my neighbors, your neighbors. We're looking at modifications to the FSIS labeling, and that would allow individuals to do a voluntary type labeling. You know, there's programs out there now. There's value-added programs that in the industry right now. We all know that industry-led initiatives are best long-term. They're least cost. They benefit the most people. That's kind of what I'd like to see happen as far as driving an increase in demand and actually trickling down to the producer where it would end up in their checkbook. We know there's value-added products that are able to for individuals to participate in. I can go out with my feedlot pens or my backgrounding pens right now, and I can find source and age verified tags, and I can document when and where those cattle were born and where they came from, and that's a means of adding value. I'm not a believer in a mandate of anything. We know that there's cost developing regulations. We know that there's cost implementing regulations. We know there's cost in policing regulations. And, of course, we probably also know that there's folks looking for loopholes in those regulations. But, you know, we can name some of our neighbors that are doing their own voluntary labeling, and, in fact, they're getting that value back in their checkbook.
All right, let's help
them the most.
And, Daryl, you have talked about this before to say, hey, labeling's great. Let's not wait for the government to mandate it. Anybody who wants to do it can do it. Let me read you two texts I've gotten, and I want you to respond to this because this is the debate that comes up often, that this is the solution if there is a label. Texter says, the bottom line is people want their meat labeled where it comes from so we can choose which country to support. Obviously, the U.S. The excuse that it's too costly is an excuse from people who've been paid off by other countries. Everything else we buy is labeled. Why can't meat be? No excuses anymore. And the other texter says, I've offered a reasonable solution to labeling the Beef Integrity Act that will come with zero retaliatory tariffs. Will NDSA and NDFB support the Beef Integrity Act? All cattle producers should be able to come together on this solution. So, Daryl, first to you, and then Dan will come back to you.
Well, so people want their meat labeled. Let me say a couple different things. I'm going to start with they want to compare. Yes, you can find a label on your shirts, and you can find a label, you know, that they that they put in there where it's made. Well, how is labeling worked out for the textile industry? Because about 95% plus of your clothes are made in China or somewhere else. So has labeling done the job and kept it being made here? No, mandatory labeling has not accomplished that. So why would we think it would accomplish that in beef? Second of all, if people want the label, yes, everyone says they want it until it comes to the price point of the purchase. Then they want the best value for their dollar where they can buy the most, unless they're buying quality, and that quality is number one. And I can tell you that if quality is number one on your list, you want to ensure that and have a very, very high chance that your beef is American, then buy high choice or higher cuts. Because Mexican beef is not going to make that grade. Argentinian beef is not going to make that grade. Much of Australian beef that comes in is not going to make that grade. Canadian beef, a lot of that will. And I say, why fight with our neighbors to the north that have the same genetics, the same feed and nutrient and inputs that they do to get their cattle good like we do? In fact, Americans and Canadians exchange genetics back and forth all the time. Why fight with our neighbors? Let's promote that quality beef, and we all can grow together. So it's a simple argument to say we want it, but show me one other mandated labeling thing that has saved the industry in the United States.
Dan, what about the Beef Integrity Act? We had Senator Rounds on recently with Senator Kramer running through that, and that's what this texter is talking about, saying it'll come with zero retaliatory tariffs and wanting NDSA support. Do you support the Beef Integrity Act?
You know, I'd have to disagree with that, and I don't want to get in an arguing match, but my take on the Beef Integrity Act is that it could be subject to the retaliatory tariffs.
All right, Daryl, what's your take as far as NDFB? Have you guys looked at that?
So we haven't looked hard at the Beef Integrity Act. We've done a brief look over of it. It's something that's being talked about through the whole Farm Bureau network, Scott. Obviously, I've said it before, and you know very well, the American Farm Bureau Federation and the network of state farm bureaus, we're the largest ag organization in the world. And when we make a statement on something, it really means a lot in the lawmakers' eyes in D.C. and across the world with consumers, buyers, you know, political leaders in other countries. And so that discussion is happening now. There's not a real solid direction that we're ready to take on at this time.
All right, we're going to take a short break, come back with more with our guests, talking more about the solutions and some sort of coalition of, cattle producers with one message to try and push for. And a lot of folks waiting to weigh in, so we're going to get to you next on the phones at 258-0550. Text us 367-2054 on What's On Your Mind. Make 2020 the year you see Scandinavia. The Scandinavia Tour is coming May 10th from Juven Tours and Travel, the premier operator of Scandinavian tours in the Upper Midwest. May 10th through the 23rd, the Scandinavia Tour, very popular. May 25th, the official Norsk Høstfest Norway Tour. May 25th to June 7th. The Norway Luxury Tour 1 is June 1st to June 14th. The 44th annual Norway Luxury Tour 2, July 20th to August 4th, is great fun. And the best of Norway is August 10th through August 22nd. There's something for everyone. And the best part about Juven Tours and Travel and their tours of Scandinavia, you don't just see the awesome beauty, the fjords, the waterfalls, the mountains. You meet the people, and their memories last a lifetime. Call Juven Tours and Travel today for more information. Hurry, these tours are filling up. 237-9000. 701-237-9000 or toll free at 800-343-0093.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Last night's Democratic presidential debate in Las Vegas, the first debate to feature late-coming candidate Michael Bloomberg.
I know how to run a complicated city, the biggest, most diverse city in this country. I'm a manager.
But Bloomberg was also a target. Here's Senator Elizabeth Warren.
A billionaire who calls women fat broads and horse-faced lesbians. And no, I'm not talking about Donald Trump. I'm talking about Mayor Bloomberg.
Pete Buttigieg saying of the two current frontrunners in the race for the Democratic nomination, Bernie Sanders and Bloomberg.
We shouldn't have to choose between one candidate who wants to burn this party down and another candidate who wants to buy this party out.
While at a rally in Arizona, the president said he can beat any of the Democrats.
It's probably going to be competitive, but I actually think we're going to win by a lot, just like we did last.
This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
We're powered by MyPillow. On What's On Your Mind? Some great deals that are about to go away. So if you've been thinking about it, make the day of the day. You get on there, MyPillow.com, or call them if that's easier, and get the deals. Just a bunch of deals, really good deals. MyPillow towels are up to 50% off with the promo code Scott. You've got also the Giza Dream Sheets, the best sheets you'll ever own. Oh, 2-for-1 right now, so that's a great deal. And I could go on and on. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials, and then just graze. They even have financing available on orders of $200 or more at MyPillow. They think of everything. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott to get the good deals after you click radio listener specials or call 800-506-9028. Just had a listener text. Is there still room on the Norse Husfest tour to Norway from Carol Juven? And the answer is there is, as a matter of fact. Yes. In fact, I just am working on a new... commercial on this, but this is the one that goes May 25th through June 7th. I have it right in front of me here. And this is pretty amazing. Bureau Holland hosts. Carol Juven is the professional escort and guide. And Carol's not going to do this forever. I mean, my goodness, this man has been taking folks to Norway for how many years? So if you're thinking about this, I'd do it. You leave on Monday, May 21st. You can go from Minot, Fargo, whatever, your home city, and then go to Bergen, and then you go to Sletta, and you go to Voss and Skalheim and Flom. Oh, Flom's unbelievable. The Flom Railroad, it is the most amazing thing. Trust me on this one thing. You'll never take a trip like you take a trip to Norway. Anywhere else you go is going to pale in comparison. I'm telling you, it's unbelievable. Just the beauty and the people, and if you know you have family in Norway, they'll find them for you. They'll help you, you know, with your genealogy and get all that straight. It's just great. Carol's a wonderful person to visit with on this. He'll take care of you. 701-237-9000 is their telephone number. You can go to juventours.com. 701-237-9000, toll free at 800-343-0093. All right, back with our beef discussion. Daryl Lease is here from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Dan Rohrvig from the North Dakota Stockman's Association. Let's take some calls, questions for guests here today, starting Fargo. And Mark, go ahead.
Ask your guest, how do you say beef in French? How do you say it in Ukrainian? How do you say it in Russian? You're not reaching out to these people. How many labels do you have in those languages so people can read that North Dakota beef is the best in the United States? Huh? You're not reaching out, are you?
What are you proposing? My question would be, do you think that we should be reaching out individually, or that our representative organizations that are in charge of promoting that should be? What direction do you want to go with that question?
If you're the leader of that organization, I would be reaching out myself. I would be getting to know people in these nations where I want to sell my beef, my chicken, my pork, whatever. You've got to reach out to people individually. I've done a lot of politicking in my time, and I always get people elected because I go and talk to people individually, face to face. Okay? Not as an organization, but individually, man to man, woman, man, whoever, the people of that country.
So you're saying, Mark, for instance, you know, one of the arguments here is we need to drive up consumption. So you take the ten you know, regions of the lowest hanging fruit, where they're just, they're not on par with everyone else, and you target those areas. You go in, obviously you're going to have individuals from organizations that are going to do the face-to-face stuff, but you just say be a little more aggressive in expanding markets is what you're saying.
That's exactly right. You've got to meet people face-to-face. I've seen political campaigns that failed because they used radio, which is good, and television, which is good, but they didn't go out individually and meet people. And that's the heart of the matter. You've got to go in person and meet these folks.
Let me comment on that, and then Dan, I think, can probably back this up even better from the beef side. But
yes,
in general, for meat in general, we have the U.S. Meat Export Federation, okay? And they have offices in 27 countries, and they're representing U.S. beef, U.S. pork, U.S. poultry, U.S. lamb, whatever it might be, and they're having those face-to-face meetings. They are out there shaking the hands, meeting the political leaders in those things. And I'm going to let Dan answer directly to the beef checkoff program, where they send people over and on these trade missions they send producers directly over.
And before you answer that, Dan, just his larger point of being more aggressive on finding new markets for beef, is that belong on the list?
Absolutely, that belongs on the list. And I do want to comment a little bit where Daryl brought up the fact that the Meat Export Federation, we have people in all those countries. That Meat Export Federation is funded by your USDA. It's funded by your checkoff dollars. The corn and soybean people are major players in there also because they know the value of that product. I want to tell you that your Meat Export Federation is in every one of those countries you're talking about. It was interesting listening to this was a few years ago when I had the good fortune of being a part of one of their meetings where they had the marketing down so close that they understood that it's a different marketing tool in some of these countries. Mexico was the one they used as an example. They have a different marketing program during the week than they do on weekends because of the shopping habits of those consumers. We're fortunate to have those people, and they're in every one of those countries. The Pacific Rim is a huge, huge area for us. The Southeast Asia is a huge area for us because we've got Australia right across the pond from those people, and they're Australia beef industry is a big, big player. They're not to be looked down on. They're heavy hitters. And there are people. I mean, they're not probably at the kitchen tables with some of those people, but they're working with their trade organizations, getting our product into them. I also want to comment that even locally, your North Dakota Beef Commission had representatives, fellow producers in Japan this past summer promoting our products, and they love our products. So it is being done, and we're proud of that, and they are making inways.
All right, let me go to these rest of these calls as quick as we can here. So if you don't mind, folks, quick questions, and we'll get you quick answers, okay, so we can get everybody in. Sylvester, somewhere in the great state of South Dakota, you're next, and what's on your mind?
You talking to me, Scott?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Did you read the book I suggested by Hillary Belloc?
Are you talking to me?
Yes, I am.
I have not yet. I have it on my to-do list, though.
Good. Good. The Crisis of Civilization is the name of the book. And I'd like to hear your comment. Talk about it after you get it read.
Okay.
These two, your guests that you got on, they don't talk for me. I'm a producer. Produced for 40 years. They don't talk for me at all. They're just kicking the can down the road and will never get nothing done. Totally disagree with them, their points and whatnot. They haven't mentioned JBS has got, basically a monopoly on our beef industry. And it's through GIPSA that we need to look at them. Now, you don't like cool or, it's talked down. Neither one of them would like that. But if you want the United Cattlemen's voice, that's what put COOL in place. We lobbied. We went to Washington. We got that thing passed, and our greatest opponents were lobbyists from JBS. And when they shut down, you know, you heard from Canada, they were going to not buy our beef or penalize us for forcing COOL. You know, JBS is up in Canada. They've got lobbyists up there. They've got lobbyists all over the world. They're international.
So let me, if I hear you correctly, they don't speak for you because they're more pro, you're more pro-label than they are, and you're saying what will unite folks is a label, and you're also saying the problem is the Packers and the monopoly. And we hear that last point a lot. So quickly, Dan and Daryl, would you address his points here?
This is Dan. Hey, there is nothing I would personally or as our industry representing the North Dakota cattle industry, there's nothing we'd love to see more than additional packing space and packing plants and packing companies.
Do you know that JBS is held up in a lawsuit down in Brazil because they got, $78 million of fraudulent funds, and they used them to purchase packing plants in the United States and around the world so that they can maintain their monopoly? Do you know that?
Well, I would encourage...
Do you know that? Yes or no, sir?
Yes, I heard the same number, sir. But yeah, I would encourage the packing industry's expansion. You know, I'd love to see you and your neighbors and me and my neighbors get
a we've got a monopoly going on. We've got to work against that, and we got.
Okay, but how do you take on the monopoly, Daryl? You've made the same point before. There's a lot of great butcher shops around North Dakota that can do some of this. Collectively, what would that number be? I mean, I love the idea of thinking big about. Some sort of, North Dakota innovative effort to attract, another packing plant here or do something with a legacy fund. I don't know. Just think out of the box a little bit, because this is a problem. We agree, right? There's a small number of players, and more competition would be the way to take it on, would it not?
Well, I've said on your show, Scott, and I said on the day where I finally gave a little litany of about 6 or 7 minutes of the reason that NDFB and our members have the policy that we have, believing in a labeling that's done through the free enterprise system, not through a mandated government system. And I mentioned that day that there are things that we can probably get together and agree on. And one of those things is there antitrust things that need to be addressed? And I said that day, I'm not saying there isn't. In fact, I'm saying maybe we need to look harder at that. So I spoke this gentleman's language that day on that issue. And we do need to make sure that those things are being upheld and being enforced. And we do need more variations of packers and availability of slaughtering and processing out there. And we need the rules at the government level to allow a smaller one to get in and be competitive, because they write rules for the large ones. There's no doubt about that.
So Dan,
teams of experts that can handle those rules and wade through them. So there are things that yes, we can do. But I also said, Scott, that if we're going to get on the same page, we've got to not have those extremists out there that when you try and have a discussion with them, they shout you down from the other side of the table, or they call you names and they swear at you. And that's what we have in the division that's going on here now.
Yeah.
Get in that room, have that discussion, let's have a unified voice, and let's go after the things we can and the things we agree on, and let's get something done.
Yeah, good point. I agree. We've got to do this together. Got to come up with a solution. And if a label unites everybody, but it's a label that is industry-led rather than government-led, maybe that's the ticket. More after this.
Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, Pumpkin Fest, and Robot Camp for Kids. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand-new community center. Tioga's average median age is 39.6 years old with a median income of $73,000 per year, supporting nearly 140 businesses in the Tioga area. And we welcome new businesses and industries with plenty of active community groups that support the business environment. Tioga also supports local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, and electronics and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org.
I have neck problems, and my friend Vince Webker from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2 said, Scott, you have a hot tub. You bought it from us. Neck problems, back problems, you can help, right?
Definitely, you need to get in that. It's going to help loosen up the muscles. The blood's going to flow a little bit better. Everything good is going to happen from sitting in the hot tub. That's why you have it for days like when you have pain, when you don't sleep, when you can't walk. Sit in your hot tub. It'll do miracles.
Come see him at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2, Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Minot.
Agriculture feeds the world. Energy shines the light upon it. North Dakota is blessed to have an abundance of both. Wind energy helps keep our electricity reliable and low cost and sends new property tax revenue to 28 North Dakota counties. Landowners benefit from offering their private property as part of wind farms by giving them a steady stream of reliable income on their property for decades. It's a win-win situation. Wind energy and agriculture, a great partnership for North Dakota's future. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. 0% APR for 72 months for qualified buyers on most 2020 Buick SUV models, plus current eligible GM owners and lessees receive $750 purchase allowance on most models. Oh, and don't forget that warranty is for a lifetime as well. Check out more at Schwann Buick GMC.com.
Jeff in New Rockford for our guests talking beef today on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Jeff.
Good morning, guys. I just wanted to say it's an exciting time in the trade industry right now, and if it wasn't for the grassroots efforts of the two organizations you guys represent, some of this wouldn't happen. It doesn't happen overnight. You know, and on that Japan deal, you look at part of that deal was to remove that age restriction from that call that stole Christmas back in 2003. So that takes a lot of conversation, a lot of dedication and passion to carry that message. And finally, we have an administration and a president who's willing to tackle that. The other one I just want to throw out on the export side, which all beef producers need. Meat Export Federation came up with a number of $320-some is valued on meat exports going back to every animal harvested, and of that is $70 contributed back to the Canada and Mexico markets. So that's great news, guys, and that's money back in every North Dakota beef producer's pocket.
That's a good point. It kind of dovetails on what Daryl was saying earlier, that, you know, to get that unified voice going again, recognize there's been some great progress and see some markets and go after it makes a lot of sense. Thanks for the call. Ron out west in North Dakota, go ahead. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, Scott. You know, it's not about the exports. It's about the imports we bring in. We have an export deficit. I mean, which means all the beef, if we don't label it, we can export all we want. The packers are just going to bring it in cheaper and export it for more money. If we don't label our beef, we don't have a leg to stand on. And it's that simple. You know, you can have individuals that have their niche programs, and that's fine. Cool will not affect that. They'll still be able to gain a value-added dollar over it. It's just a matter of not everybody can fit in that niche market. So, it's kind of... To me, it's a no-brainer. If you are proud of your product, no matter what you raise, you should want it labeled. You should want it differentiated from Canada, Mexico, Argentina, Brazil, whoever else it is.
Ron,
I can't understand why...
I'm going to ask Dan from the Stockman Association to answer that. And a question that comes up often is this balance between imports and exports. Do we have that off-kilter right now, Ron? I'm sorry, Dan?
Well, you know, when we go down this rabbit hole of this conversation, you know, we're plumb tickled to say that we're exporting high-dollar products, importing lower-dollar products. And, you know, I'd sure rather be able to sell my ribeyes for $10 than to grind them up and turn them into $3 hamburger. So, you know, the consumer's got something to say about this, and it seems like this is how he votes.
So you're saying that we've got it right?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if we have it right, but it seems to be what the market's telling us to do, as far as moving the most product, whether it's internally or externally.
Sure. Another South Dakota listener, Ray. Go ahead for our guest.
Hello.
Hello, Ray. Go ahead.
Yes. The highest beef prices I ever had is when we had mandatory cool, and you can't argue with that.
I've heard that from a lot of folks.
With mandatory cool, our beef prices have continued to go down.
Okay, was that because the labels went away after the Canadian objection, Daryl, or were there other factors for the price differential after labeling?
Well, let's tell the whole story on that. So we came out of a severe decrease in our cow numbers coming into those years where he's talking about there. And so our production was down. Feed was high in 2012, 2013. Anytime feed is higher, feeders do not feed those animals as long. So therefore, there's less carcass weight, which puts less meat on the market. Now, feed got cheap. Market and carcass weights are going up. In fact, they're up another 1.5 to 2% on carcass weights this year. So what does the increase in carcass weight do? Is it puts more supply out there. So let's tell the whole story, but let's tell the story about the consumption, okay? In the United States, pre-cool, 2007 is the year that, you know, in N8 is when cool got, you know, implemented, passed. It was 65 pounds per person. If cool was so good about increasing consumption because Americans want to know where their product is, how come we were down to 54 in 2015? The immediate year after M Cool, which it was on a downhill slide all that way. So we got to tell the whole story here, folks. Don't just say the best prices I had were when M Cool was there. Talk about the reason of supply that you had the best prices you did on that year.
Appreciate that. Let's get Cole in North Dakota in here quickly. Cole, go ahead with your question or comment. Are you there, Cole? I'm not hearing Cole. I'll read a text instead. Jamie says, Scott, when it comes to beef prices, I think what a lot of people forget is how high the U.S. dollar is in relation to where it was 5 or 6 years ago. This affects all commodities. An elderly gentleman once told me when the economy is good, agriculture is poor, and vice versa. Our time is coming. Thank you for your time, says Jamie. A lot of comments we didn't get to on text, and obviously tried to get to as many calls as we could. And like I felt last time when we talked to Kenny Grainer, just scratching the surface here, my commitment is this. We're going to continue to talk about this and try and get that unified voice back again and do everything we can to be a loud, loud proponent of a great industry in North Dakota. So keep your questions coming, and we will continue to have folks like Daryl and Dan back, as well as Kenny Grainer and others. Thanks, gentlemen. Appreciate the time.
Thank you, Scott.
God bless you, folks. We'll see you tomorrow on What's on Your Mind.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Command Center, this is Tierney Assault 1 reporting for duty.
Tierney Assault 1, your assigned mission for today is to erect the world's greatest symbol of freedom, the American flag display.
Affirmative, Command Center, initiating startup sequence. Command Center, all systems go. Tierney Assault 1, preparing for departure.
Tierney Assault 1, you are cleared for departure. Please exit towards freedom and independence and have a good day.
American-made flags and flagpoles installed by an American patriot. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or visit ndflagpoleguy.com today.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever. We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.